Hundreds of people, most of them Catholic, turned out last night in Dedham to hear a Catholic priest, a reformist from Austria. Father Helmut Schuller was barred by Cardinal Sean O'Malley from speaking at a Catholic church due to his positions on several issues, which run contrary to official church doctrine. So, the meeting was moved to a Unitarian church, and WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
People started waiting outside First Church at 3 p.m. in the suffocating heat. Shortly after 6, when the doors opened, a sizable crowd had gathered.
The windows in a Protestant church open! Ours haven't opened since John the 23rd died!
People nearly filled the pews, and another 200 opted to listen to loudspeakers outside on the cooler town green. Father Helmut Schuller is among Austrian priests pushing for the ordination of women and married priests. They also want lay Catholics to have more say in how the church is run. He's touring the U.S. this summer. Last night, he spoke of the closing of Austrian churches.
We don't agree with these plans of our bishops to come there and to close the parishes and to say to the people, you can go to the next village, there you will get your communion, like a supermarket. You can buy something there.
For 2 hours, Father Schuller spoke and took questions.
Do you think that Pope Francis is moving to support of Vatican II?
Well, we are hoping. We are hoping really because his first gestures are very interesting in that direction. His orientation to a more simple behaving as a pope.
The Archdiocese of Boston released a statement defending its decision to bar Father Schuller from church property. The statement reads in part, "It's the policy of the Archdiocese of Boston not to permit individuals to conduct speaking engagements in Catholic parishes or at church events when those individuals promote positions that are contrary to Catholic teachings." The heat inside was too much for many, and by evening's end, the mostly older crowd had thinned. But outside, as people were leaving, it was clear Father Schuller provoked passionate responses. The meeting was supposed to take place at St. Susanna's Church in Dedham until Cardinal O'Malley said no. St. Susanna's is Mary Scanlon's church.
What do you think of the Cardinal's decision not to allow this to happen at your church?
I think it's so foolish. Because I think any effort to silence people or to cut off dialogue is, as Father Schuller said, so disrespectful. We're citizens of this church. How could talking to one another be a bad thing? It's like a family. If a family refuses to talk to one another, that's a sign of real dysfunction.
Jackson Lawler, who attends church at St. Mary's in Dedham, was standing nearby listening to Scanlon and disagreed.
Most of the young people in the church did not agree with much of what Father Schuller said today. And I have to say that as a young person who's really fallen in love with the Catholic Church, the reason I love the church so much is because it's different from everything in society. You know, society says do whatever you want, you know, live free. But the freedom society offers isn't true freedom. And I've found that true freedom in the church, in truth, the truth, the goodness, and the beauty of the church.
But someone was waiting to disagree with Lawler.
Father Schuller having this talk is only breeding disunity in the church. By trying to open wounds that are closed, and by trying to bring up arguments that have already been settled.
These wounds are closed. You are so wrong. Sure, you have no idea how wrong you are. The fact of the matter is that there are very deep wounds in this church that need some very fundamental addressing in order for the church not to die.
The middle-aged Dana Winnicates from St. Susanna's Church and the young Jackson Lawler went on to disagree fervently but respectfully. Their passions showed just how alive the debate remains. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.